Welcome back, everyone. It is so good to finally be back in our usual worship space here in the church, which has been renewed in so many ways. In our second reading this Sunday, we are posed with the now centuries-old debate about faith and works. And so often the question is posed, are we saved by faith or by works? And St. James responds in the classically Catholic way by saying, we're not saved by faith or works. We're saved by faith and works. It's not either or, but both and. Some, he says, might say, you have faith and I have works. Demonstrate your faith to me without works, and I will demonstrate my faith to you from my works. We value work, outward deeds, as a demonstration of our faith. And I think this weekend, as we celebrate our renovation of our church and our coming back home here, we have before us a very clear example of this. This summer has included quite a bit of work, a major accomplishment for our whole parish. And this work is a demonstration of the faith of our parish family. In a particular way, we can say that of this place, the church building, by its very nature, is a work that is dedicated to the glory of God. It's a demonstration to the whole world of the faith of the community that worships here, that we have set apart this place for that one purpose, for the worship of God and our growth in holiness. It's within these walls that the work, the greatest work of the church, takes place, for it's here that we celebrate the liturgy. You know, that word liturgy is one that we just kind of probably toss around without thinking much about its meaning. But the Catechism explains to us that the word liturgy, which is an ancient word, literally means a public work. And it's a word that then the Christian tradition took up to speak about the participation of all of us, the people of God, in the work of God. The liturgy is the highest work that the church performs. It's the greatest demonstration of our faith, because here, God works, and we unite ourselves to his work. What is the work of God? Ultimately, it's our salvation. It's the salvation of the world. It's the work that Christ accomplished in his death and resurrection. And we believe that here, in the Holy Mass, that Paschal mystery, that work of Christ, saving us by his death and resurrection, is not merely something that we recall from long ago, but that by God's grace, it is made truly present here on this altar in the Holy Eucharist, so that we can unite ourselves to this great work and benefit from it. I think it's so beautiful that in our church renovation, this is seen in a new and really striking way, with the crucifix at the center here, and then in what used to be the usher's closet, our new resurrection chapel, with that beautiful icon of the resurrection of Christ. Right on the same axis of our church, the death and resurrection of Christ, the great work of God that is made present here at every Holy Mass. And that work of God extends also beyond the Mass to the other sacraments, beginning, of course, with baptism, which is the gateway, the font for all the other sacraments. Last night, we blessed our new baptismal font, and today, for the first time, a child will be born again in grace by the sacrament of baptism, in which Christ's work is applied to a particular soul who becomes a son or a daughter of God. We have too, as part of our new renovations, a new ambry, this repository over here for the holy oils. The oils too, the oil of catechumens, the oil of the sick, the sacred chrism. These are used in a number of sacraments as the matter by which Christ does his work in our souls. All of this is part of the church's liturgy, that work of God. Sunday after Sunday, we gather here to participate in that work of God, drawing from his work the graces we need then to go out and spend our whole week in other works of faith, in our family, in our jobs, in acts of charity and works of mercy. All of these are works that demonstrate our faith. The other clear theme in today's readings is that of the cross. In our gospel, our Lord predicts his passion. And then he says to his disciples, and today also to us, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." We cannot escape the cross. Suffering is part of the human condition in a fallen world. Certainly this weekend, our nation is very mindful of the great suffering, the mighty cross that we experienced 20 years ago on 9/11. In our own lives, we certainly know the cross, sometimes in very dramatic, life-changing ways, but more often in small daily ways. The cross is there. We suffer. But the crucifix reminds us that the cross is the tool for God's greatest work. It was through the cross that he saved the world. This is why our Lord was so critical of St. Peter in the gospel, because St. Peter put himself in the way as an obstacle to that work by which the Lord desired to save us. And Jesus said, "You're thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." If we think as God does, then we come to see that even our crosses, we could say especially our crosses, are an invitation to join Christ in that work of salvation. This coming Tuesday, we celebrate perhaps a somewhat oddly worded feast day, the feast of the exaltation of the Holy Cross. We lift up this sign, this instrument of torture, this image of our Lord humiliated, and we exalt that image because the eyes of faith tell us that it is in that very way that he's accomplished his greatest work, that he's given us the gift of our salvation. I don't think it's a coincidence. It's a work of God's providence that we move back to our renewed church just in time for that feast when we have exalted the Holy Cross front and center here in our parish church. And the cross reminds us that in our sufferings, this is the place more than any other for us to go. For here, when we bring our sufferings before the Lord in the church, we are reminded that our sufferings are actually a sign of his love, that they're an invitation to union with him. They're an invitation to participate in his great work. So we thank the Lord today for this holy place, this spiritual home, this heart of our parish community. Let's never take this holy place for granted, but ask the Lord that we might always come here often to participate in his great work as a demonstration of our own faith, and that we might also invite others to join us so that they too might experience the riches of grace and faith in Jesus Christ. St. Gerard Majella, pray for